This is The Beat, a podcast series that keeps you in the know about the latest community policing topics facing our nation.
Hello, this is Tanine Bradford with the Cops Office. With us today is Sheriff Rich Stanek of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office. Hennepin County Sheriff's Office is the largest sheriff's office in Minnesota in the upper Midwest. And Sheriff Stanek is here to discuss how Hennepin County uses social media. At the National Sheriff's Association Conference, you discussed the five uses of social media by law enforcement. Can you describe those five uses and give an example of each?
Sure. Well, in brief, one way is through public relations. Here at the Sheriff's Office in Hennepin County, Minnesota, we use Facebook for updating the public on press conferences, our most wanted individuals in the county, maybe lake or traffic updates, major crime events, threats to critical infrastructure, award ceremony, our annual open house for families. Sometimes we use it for public safety messaging, links to the media articles and the press conferences that we have about the recent spike in heroin overdoses. Facebook, I think, is a great way to talk about our resources and the subjects go well beyond what folks might see in the mainstream media. The second part is through community outreach, a little bit different, but we think that the success of the community policing model really depends upon building trusting relationships with people out in the community. And our purpose in using Facebook and Twitter and other forms of social media is to engage residents as much as possible. So we posted about our free gun lock program and gave away over 100 gun locks recently at our open house just by using social media outreach. Third way might be through soliciting crime tips. We know that more than 86% of Americans are cell phone owners, and 45% of them are smartphones. We have a sheriff's office downloadable smartphone tips app for anonymous texting tips. A few days after the launch, we got a tip that led to a most wanted suspect arrest. Great success with this. For context, an average of 5 billion text messages per day are sent and delivered. And the combination of mobile technology with social networking is changing the way I think everybody communicates, including the criminals. We no longer need a computer or a landline phone, and about 25% of the internet users are mobile only. One of my favorite ways to use social media is through recruitment. We use this for recruiting employees, our volunteers, and our Citizen Academy attendees. We have the largest population of Somali residents in the nation outside of Mogadishu, and you know they've been the focus of our targeted community outreach efforts, all the way from citizen academies to meetings with Somali youth. And I firmly believe that our social media efforts contributed to our recent success in recruiting and hiring the nation's first Somali deputy sheriff. And we can reach a broader audience online than we can through attending meetings, and the cost is far less. Another way that we use it in our agency is through investigations and crime solving. This is probably the most significant use of social media for law enforcement. And honestly, social media is changing the way we investigate. And this should probably be a whole separate topic. The first is about post notices and photos of social media sites to locate missing persons or identifying suspects. Certainly the day after the Boston Marathon bombings, the superintendent of the Massachusetts State Police ask folks for photos, videos, or other observations from the crime scene. And, you know, I call citizen cyber sleuths, and crowd sleuthers provided more than 1 million images and over 1,000 hours of video footage to the authorities, including the images of the two bombers that were posted on the FBI website, leading to tips to their identity and their personal histories. In fact, I'd say that Americans are fighting terrorism through social media. We need their help because extremists are using social media platforms to identify, groom, radicalize, and communicate with each other. And they've been uploading video for years and posting photos of imprisoned extremists with captions glorifying their crimes. You know, and that's just one example of investigations and crime solving using social media.
Wow, that's a wealth of information. Let's discuss community outreach. How is Hennepin County Sheriff's Office using social media to do community policing?
Well, a couple ways. One, I think, you know, agencies that serve smaller populations with fewer sworn personnel can use social media more often because it serves as a force multiplier, which any police chief or sheriff in this country would love to have. One person can perform several agency goals all at the same time, sitting at one desk. Certainly posting on the internet takes only a few moments, but the messaging can be, and I think often is, accessed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, long after the traditional work day and work week are over.
Well, can you tell us a little more about the social media platforms that Hennepin County Sheriff Office uses and the effectiveness of those platforms?
Yeah, you know, in the last several years, we have tried a number of different social media platforms. You know, some with success, sometimes without success, but the ones that we have found that have been most beneficial to us are the ones that we speak often in law enforcement about the advantages of leveraging technology. And one of the largest, least expensive, yet most valuable tools we have available to us is social media. Certainly, you know, folks know about Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, YouTube, MySpace. Well, these things are all free. They're free to use, they're free to access, and with the base startup cost of a smartphone and internet access. If Facebook were a country, I read the other day, it would have probably the third largest population in the world. And the features for Facebook and its interactions change all the time. Using the most popular platforms and staying current with the trends is really important to us here at the Sheriff's Office and one of our greatest challenges. For each new usage, we work internally to identify the goals for using that particular platform, establishing the parameters for usage by employees, and then provide active training, supervision, and adopting best practices.
What advice would you give to other sheriff offices about using social media?
Well, that's a great question. You know, what's that one piece of advice you'd give? This is what I tell my colleagues across the country. First and foremost, that the First Amendment protects the rights of anyone to post on social media sites. But once a statement's made, it's as public as if it had been published in a newspaper. Certainly, the Fourth Amendment doesn't protect these statements from being used as evidence, because there's no expectation of privacy. Now, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and others that I talked about earlier, all can be ordered by a court to produce previous statements, even if they've been deleted. Subpoenas, court orders, and search warrants all can be obtained for electronic evidence, and Facebook has a dedicated 24-hour helpline that assists our detectives in retrieving these documents. Now, agencies should consider adopting protocols for establishing best practices for using social media, especially for trolling and monitoring purposes. And lastly, agencies and protocols adopted in New York City and the Georgia Bureau of Criminal Apprehension and elsewhere require officers and analysts to register aliases with their supervisors and seek the authorization before using web crawlers. And I encourage my colleagues across the country to be sure to check with your local county or district attorney regarding any state laws that may apply or best practices that should be followed.
Sheriff Stanek, thank you so much for your time and expertise.
Yeah, my pleasure. I hope it was helpful.
The Beat was brought to you by the United States Department of Justice Cops Office. The COPS Office helps to keep our nation's communities safe by giving grants to law enforcement agencies, developing community policing publications, developing partnerships, and solving problems.
The opinions contained herein are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official position or policies of the U.S. Department of Justice. References to specific agencies, companies, products, or services should not be considered an endorsement by the authors or the U.S. Department of Justice. Rather, the references are illustrations to supplement discussion of the issues.